Kaf Beis. Okay. V'sheirish ha'inyin hu. Now this is interesting. V'sheirish inyin hu. The page with all the underlines. Right? Tafresh Kaf Beis. What we have established to date is that neshamis are a lakus even though they're nivra. First of all in Malchus Atzilus, and now in Atzilus proper they're connected to the Kelim of Atzilus. But as I mentioned last night in the Shir, which is edited and up, by the way, if you're on my WhatsApp group, I sent it to you already. It's Yotzu V'Nifredu. Yotzu V'Nifredu. It goes out and it becomes separate. Neshamas. So now the Rebbe wants to explain the concept of neshamas that are like Kelim of Atzilus using abstract language, esoteric language, okay? So the source of this is the Hinen is Ba'yel Il Binyan Ma'oban. We discussed earlier Ma'oban. There's at least one of you who told me that they learned Samach Aleph. I don't know who that one of you is, but Samach Aleph is about Ma'oban, right? Ma'oban is Adam and Behem. It's all of it is about Ma'oban. It's just the language may not be consistent. Adam and Behem, right? What's meant to Adam and Behem? So technically, Adam is Atzilus, Behem is the lower worlds. But Adam is going up, Behem is coming down. More involved, more mystically and philosophically involved, Adam is about balance. What makes you a mensch is that you have a little bit of everything integrated into an orderly and consistent unit. Behema is about extreme. Right? You do one thing incredibly well, and for everything else, you're useless. And in that one thing, you can be better than another. That's why you have this meeting of Ma'oban and the benefits that Ma derives from Ban and so forth. So when you talk about Ma'oban, and Ma means Adam, Ma is Begimatria Adam, and Ban is Begimatria Behema, and Adam is about balance, Chassidus adds something very critical. What makes a normal person? And there's about four normal people on the planet at any given time, or less. A normal person means that every single faculty, every single aspect of himself is used in a measurable way, relative to the whole of the person, in a balanced way and an integrated way. When I think of that phenomena, I think of the Rambam. Now, why didn't I say the Rebbe? I could very easily say the Rebbe, it's no question about it. But the Rambam, when you read his writings, the Rambam is very personal in his writings. The Rebbe is not very personal at all in his writings. The Rambam writes about himself. And you see how humble he is, how regular he is, and how he's got it all together. You see in him this concept of Adam. So Chassidus says, where does this perfect balance come from? How do you have wisdom, intelligence and emotion, creativity and analysis, kindness and severity, everything in the correct balance? So Chassidus says, there's a secret to Ma. What's the secret to Ma? Ma. What does that mean? Behind Adam, there is an essential bitl. What makes a human, what makes it possible for a human being to be perfectly balanced? In psychological terms, you would say it's humility. Humility, it's the opposite of egocentrism. If the center of yourself is yourself, you can't be balanced. You'll tip yourself in one direction or another. And in mystical terms, there's a bitl. Behind the balance of Adam, there's a bitl. So the pasuk says, Ruach ha'adam ha'oilehi l'mayla. Adam, which is 45, ma, 45, Adam, al-dal-mem is 45, is ascending. Why is it ascending? Because this balance is rooted in an underlying bittel that motivates Adam to be a mensch. And a mensch wants to raise himself. He wants to go to a higher level. That's bekitzen nimrots ma. So if we wanted to speak in the most general terms, we would say that ma'uban is kedusha and klipa. And there'd be considerable truth to that. Adam is kedusha, and Behemoth is Klippa. In other words, the difference between Adam and Kedusha and Klippa isn't only that this is good and this is bad, but that this is balanced and this is extreme. This is polar, one extreme or the other. But there's a thousand contexts for Ma'oban. One of them would be Oyer and Keli. Oyer and Keli also Ma'oban. Why Oyer is going up and Keli is coming down? You know, in Hem Shechayim Beis, from the Rebbe Rashab, the famous Hem Shechayim Beis, is a huge arichas. It goes on for a number of maimonim, quite a few actually, on Eidus and Kelim. And the premise of the maimonim are that Eid and Keli should never meet because Eid wants to go up and Keli wants to come down. And the terminology that's used is there's Teva and then there's Mahus. Teva means my nature. My nature of Oyer, I want to go up. Nature of Keli wants to go down. Mahus means it's bittel or it's shlichis. It's do what the Eibishter wants. So Oyer goes against its Teva to come down. Keli goes against its Teva to go up. So oir and kli, like kedusha and klipa, like atzilus and bia, can be seen as a different example for the phenomena of ma'oban. What's the Rebbe going to do here? The Rebbe is going to explain ma to explain what?
The difference between a neshama and kelim.
To explain neshamas, correct? So in this ma'amid, neshamas and kelim are going to be a part of ma. What I'm setting up for you is I'm telling you what's unusual about this. You can very easily say that ma'oban is Eden Kaili. If ma'oban is Eden Kaili, then ma'oban is Teda and the Shamas Yisrael. Teda would be ma and Shamas will be ban. But when the Rebbe says over here, Be'inyan ma'oban, his whole point is to say that a neshama, like a kli, is part of the ma system. Because he's seeing ma'oban as Kedusha and Klipa. So even though Kalim, our Dvekas built in Ikeres, and the Shamas Yisrael, in addition to being Dvekas built in Ikeres, are also Yotzu v'Nifridu, they're Lakus. And in as much as they're Lakus, they're Ma. You understood what I said? Good, let's read it. V'Shema, Eibish's name Ma, Hu Bechinas Ruach, Ha'adam, Ha'oila v'Maila. It's the spirit of Adam which is ascending. The metaphysical, the mystical, what's the word? The supernal man is ascending. V'hainu, what's the premise for it? Masheteva ha'olol, the nature of any effect, is lidavik b'ilas, it's been attached to its cause, ulihikolol bay, to become included in it, v'cholu. If you were inspired by somebody, your nature is to be close to that somebody. You want to go back to your source, you want to go to where your inspiration came from. So since ma is inspired by the Eibishter, because it has a bittel and it's kedusha, it wants to go back to the Eibishter. Ukumation is by il sham b'inyan ha'oyer. In our earlier maimer, we said this not about oyer and keli. We said this only about oyer. Asher tive lales lamaila, the nature of edus to ascend. V'hu chafet o mishtekek lihikolo b'makeri, it desires and thirsts to be included in its source. V'lei lihiyez b'bechinas yirida, and not to descend, right? Oyer wants to go up, that makes sense, like fire. What prevents the oil from going up? The keli. No. So when you look at these words, yeah? Keli is ma'oban. No. If oil wants to go away and the keli is holding back, it would seem that keli is ban. Let's keep going. Upeilim and cause. Sheyiyah bebechidah siridah v'amshachachol, the light should come down. Now the Rebbe generalizes. Omeyacherim whereas. Sheshem ma. That the Eibishter's name Ma, Dainu Bechinas Atzmas Ha'edes Da'atzilus, the lights of Atzilus that exist in relationship with themselves. Hein Bechinas Aliyah L'Maila, or in the direction of up. Now look at the next words. L'zeis, therefore, Gam Bechinas Ha'esias V'Hakelim the Ma, the letters and vessels of Ma, are also going. So even though two lines before her, he described Keli as being the factor that holds on to Eir and causes it to go down against his Teva, he says, you should know, Pnimiyas Akli wants to go up just like it. The Hainu Bechinas, Pnimiyas HaKelim, which is the deeper aspects of Kelim, Shemis Achtim Be'er, that join with the Oyer, that Ima Yes, even though on the one hand, Shem Mamshichim Es Oyer, they bring the Oyer down, like we said two lines before, Mikom HaKam, on the other hand, Hamshachir Akla Atzma, they bring it down only to themselves. And because Pnimiyas HaKelim only bring down the Oyer only to themselves, Pnimiyas HaKelim is considered sufficiently in the direction of Aliyah, and Kalim are also a part of Ma. This is Kabbalistic. Do I want to spend the week on this? I really don't. I want to spend the night on this, okay? I'd much rather spend our time on Tahara and Kedusha, which is the piece which follows, okay? But he says something very interesting. He reminds us of a conversation which he had earlier in the Hemshech, which we didn't learn. He discussed Ma'amban. And again, the most basic division of Ma'amban is Kedusha and Klipa. A more involved division of Ma'amban is Atzilus and Biyah. A very refined or a more refined model of Ma'aban would be Eir and Kli. Here he says, in Atzilus, Kelim are part of Ma. Why? Because we're talking about Pnimiyas HaKeli. Pnimiyas HaKeli is bringing the Eir to itself, and it wants to, and therefore it's considered part of the Aliyah process. Now this is so complicated. You know why it's complicated? For so many reasons. First of all, there's four Madrigas, not two Madrigas. There's Pnimiyas of Pnimiyas HaKelim. I told this once before. Pnimiyas of Pnimiyas HaKelim is Teda. Chitainus of Chitainus HaKelim is mitzvahs. Pnimis of Chitainus HaKelim is Neshamas Yisrael. Chitainus of Chitainus HaKelim is Malach. Four things. Yeah, I'll say it again. Pnimis of Pnimis HaKelim, which is called Gavni HaEir, is Teira. The Eitzis HaTeira. Chitzonius of Pnimius HaKelim is mitzvahs. Pnimius of Chitzonius HaKelim is Neshamas Yisrael. Chitzonius of Chitzonius HaKelim is Malach. So when the Rebbe says here Pnimius HaKelim, and he's talking about Neshamas, he really means Pnimius of Chitzonius HaKelim. Now Pnimius of Chitzonius HaKelim is Chitzonius, yeah? But it's the Pnimius of Chitzonius HaKelim. He says, you should know Pnimius of Chitzonius HaKelim is still Ma. Why? Because it's bringing the light to itself, just for itself. Not to be a Mashpia. Do I understand it? Not at all. But what don't bother you, what don't hurt, what you don't know, don't bother you. V'zeh u'inyan machshava. That's the meaning of the word machshava, cheshev ma. The thought that's associated with ma. Hainu, in other words, Asi is the ma, the letters of ma. And what is the concept of the letters of ma? Da agilu la'atzmei. Leilu zolosei, the light is shining into itself, not to another. And the Rebbe says, v'hainu neshamas. Neshamas are therefore part of the ma system, because be'etzem husan hinelakus, in their essence they're elakus, even though be'etzem is their yesh, kanal as we discussed. Okay, you understood? Good, let's move on. That's called in the United States Senate a filibuster. Okay, I just read 10 lines, and there's so many problems with these 10 lines. Okay, and the only problem that I want to solve with these 10 lines is that tomorrow we're going to go weiter. Otherwise, I can give you the next 10 minutes. I didn't want to skip this, but I don't want to spend too much time on it. But what the Rebbe is saying is very controversial, because to call Kalim, and especially to call Neshamas, Ma, is a very, very difficult fit. It's an odd fit. It's hard to understand. But this is what he's saying. Neshamas, like Kalim, are Ma. Because their whole purpose is to take the Oed for themselves, not to be a Mashpia. And because Neshamas, like Kalim, are Ma, Neshamas, like Kalim, are part of the Aliyah aspect. And as much as part of the Aliyah aspect, they're included in Shema. Okay? What does this mean? Answer number one, I don't know. Answer number two, I'll explain it to you a little bit, okay? You know, there's a Kuntur Sumayan from the Rebbe Rashab, which is it's a nasty piece of work. It's brilliant, very organized, and it gets under your skin from the get-go. You haven't finished the first Pedic and you're nervous already. The Kuntres Samayin is predicated on a premise. There's a thesis. There's a yesod to the Kuntres, and it goes from the first page to the last page. And the underlying thesis of the Kuntres Samayin is the word shtus. Shtus. Folly, right? The translation is folly. No one knows what folly is, and so nobody gets hurt. Folly means stupidity in plain English, okay? And stupid's not the other guy. You know what I'm saying? The opposite of shtus is chokhmah. Opposite of shtus is chokhmah. Reason versus foolishness, okay? What he does is he challenges you. He says, what's more intelligent? I'm giving you arbitrary examples. To read a book on physics or to watch a movie? What's more honoring to a human being, to watch a movie or to read a book of physics? The answer is obvious. So if you're watching a movie instead of reading a book of physics, it's shtus. There's another word for shtus. Scheite. But now it gets personal, right? The whole Kuntres Samayin is based on that premise. He pushes it, and he pushes it, and he pushes it. You can have pleasure from food. Wonderful thing. You can have pleasure from music. If you choose the pleasure of food to make that your priority, or the pleasure of music, is that intelligent, or is that shtus? So why being an idiot? Right? Why being stupid? And he pushes it, and he pushes it. A human being was designed to be intelligent. Why would a human being waste his time with nonsense? Shtus. And then, of course, the end of it is, if you can learn Chochmas Chitenius, you can learn Chochmas HaTeira, or if you learn Chochmas HaTeira, including Pnimius HaTeira, he pushes it all the way to the limit. And the way the Kuntres goes is the first, I'd say, 12, 13 Maimonim are about Taivis, and he establishes the Chochma versus Shtus using Taivis. Then he starts talking about the Shtus of the high achiever, the Shtus of the Benteira. Then he starts talking about the Shtus of the Balesik, of a businessman. And in each case, he presents you with choices and basically says to you, so what do you think is intelligent? And then after you answer your question, he says, why are you acting like an idiot? I mean, that's the premise of Kuntres Samayin. And when you learn it, it gets in your face. It really gets in your face. There's an abbreviated version of it in a maimer from the Fiyut Yekareba called Laman Das. The kids all learn Laman Das. It's the maimer that everybody learns. Laman Das is a summary of Kuntres Samayin. You may remember it. What's the point? The point is, to do the right thing is not bittul, it's not mesiras nefesh, it's intelligence. So why are we all such stupid idiots? So there's a lot of answers, right? One of the answers is the one you just gave. Ein adam eved aveda elim kei nichnas beiruach shtus. People do stupid things because they go temporarily insane. right? Ruchtus takes us over. And the way Ruchtus works is that it's a snowball, you know. If you give in, he becomes stronger. You give in, he becomes stronger until you're totally numb. But there's another factor. And the other factor is intelligence alone is not stronger than the temptation of shtus. The desire to be intelligent is. If you understand what right is and what wrong is, that's not a motivation to do the right thing, do the wrong thing. To want to do the right thing and not do the wrong thing, you don't have to understand what's right and what's wrong. You have to want what's right. That want is not intellectual. It's spiritual. That want is not part of your brain. It's part of your soul. And the premise of a person being intelligent and living an intelligent life, for example, managing your time well, not overeating, going to sleep on time, socializing in a moderate way, consuming alcohol in a responsible way, partaking of material pleasures in a median way, as opposed to, you know, I don't need to have everything new, which in an ordinary way. The premise that underlies what makes a person be intelligent b'poel is not that they understand it, but they desire it. That want to live by your intelligence is ma. That want to live by your intelligence, that's your humanity. The expression of your humanity is being intelligent. The expression of intelligence is, I'm a smart person, this makes sense, this doesn't make sense, why would I do something foolish if I can do something intelligent? That doesn't work. You can know perfectly whether this is intelligent and perfectly whether the thing is unintelligent and do it, right? The Rebbe used to give the story, I heard from the Rebbe, but I saw it in the Sichas, that the Rebbe tells a story about Aristotle. And I think the story is recorded in the history of the Greeks, the Goyish history, that he gave a class, right? Aristotle was a brilliant philosopher. And his philosophy touches all bases. He didn't just talk about abstract ideas, he talked about physical things, and blah, blah, blah. And he also talked about morality, about ethics. And he's also very into politics. He was the teacher of Alexander the Great. He taught one of the most evil men in history how to conquer the world. And he did it successfully. The only one ever who conquered the world successfully was Alexander the Great, and Aristotle was his teacher. Now, of course, we don't attribute to Aristotle, we attribute to Shimon HaTzadik, but that's another story. The epitome of evil. How many millions of people died because of him? How could you not see him as evil? He's a winner. He wrote history. He was an evil man. He was no different than Napoleon, no different than Hitler, no different than Genghis Khan, no different than all of these people who were warlords. He conquered the world. You know what happened if you resisted him? You know what he did in Tyre, in Phoenicia, in Lebanon? He had a line of crucifixes, right? People who were, what's the word, crucified. Hundreds of miles long. You know what crucifixion is? People don't understand it. You don't kill the guy. You hang him up by his hands, and you know why he dies? Because the heart has to pump harder to pump blood, because your legs are suspended. Until the heart literally explodes. It takes 3 days, 72 hours to die. It's the most cruel, evil way to die. He was an evil, evil, evil man. He absolutely was. Even though he was nice to the Jews. I mean, there's no history of him. And Shimon HaTzadik could do Asip and the Gemara, but he was Alexander the Great wasn't an evil man. Are you kidding? Anyway, so Aristotle was giving a class on morality, and his students didn't understand. So after the class, they went to his hut, and they walk into his hut, and the very issue of morality he had raised, he was in the middle of partaking of. He was doing the very sick thing that he had so philosophically explained to them how brilliant it is. So the students said to him, I don't understand you, Mr. Aristotle. We are only students. We don't understand the philosophy. We would never do that, because you explained to us that it's evil. And here you are doing the very same act. And without a hesitation, without any shame, he says, I can hear the Rebbe saying it, it's there, but ich nicht Aristo. Now I'm not Aristotle, now I'm a pig. In other words, there was a division. For a person to live by principles of reason, reason is not sufficient. It needs to be will. That will is ma. That's the pnimius of a person. But if a person has access to that will and is intelligent, he will always choose a finer and a higher path in life as opposed to a lower and a more material and a more indulgent path in life, because it's unintelligent. It makes him less. He's closer to an animal. That's the principle of ma. So ma doesn't mean mesiras nefesh. Ma doesn't mean I'm jumping off buildings. Ma means my direction is up. Why is my direction up? Because that's what Ma is. You're a human being. You have a will for higher value, for higher purpose. It's ascent. It's going up. In other words, Ma is not Rotsu. It's not Mesiras Nefesh. Rotsu is also an extreme. Ma is living an uplifted life. Your intelligence directs you towards what's more uplifting. And you go there. The reason you listen to your intelligence, not because it makes sense to you, but because you desire to be of a greater intelligence. And the animal is saying to you, this is easier, this is more fun, this is more expeditious, this is more immediate, but it's animalistic. And that's the struggle. So Ma is an idea. If you have to explain Ma, Ma means a lakus that rises, but Ma means a lakus that rises in normal. Ma is not running off a jumping off a building. Ma is a mensch. Mesiras Nefesh, which is higher than Ma, is connected to Ban, really. It's behemoth, it's extreme. Ma is a mensch, in the deepest and holiest and highest sense of the word. He lives, and he lives amongst people, and he learns how to socialize with them. And all of them has a underlying principle of I want to live a higher life. That's the idea of Ma. So, Ma is ascent. But it's not ascent in an extreme way. So the Rebbe says, your body can be a part of Ma. If Ma was Mesiras Nefesh, so Ma is a singular will and there's no room for a Keli. But since that's not the idea of Ma, to the contrary, the whole concept of Ma is to be balanced and uplifted, then I'm sure all of you agree, it's much easier to be in the middle than take an extreme. The most difficult thing to do is to be a holy mensch. To be a holy martyr is easy. To be, forgive my bluntness, a holy pig is also easy. To be in the middle, where there's a balance and a normalcy about one's life, that's extraordinarily difficult. So the Rebbe says, Kelim are part of the Ma system. If the Kelim are part of the Ma endeavor, which means, Kelim that are about me becoming more of a human being, because I'm accessing the Ma, the desire to be, to live my life based on intelligence within me, Keli is also part of the Ma system. There is an aspect of Keli, which is about interaction with the next world, to a lower world. He calls that Chitanius HaKeli. Chitanius HaKeli will be Ban, or at least it's an involved with Ban. So the Rebbe asserts, and this is sort of how this class finishes. I read these 10 lines, and the good news and the bad news of tomorrow we're going to do Tahara and Kedusha. Yeah? Is that even though in general, when you talk about Ma and Ban, you mean Eidus and Kelim, you mean Kedusha and Kalipim, Atzilus and Biyah. But if you think about it, because Ma is not a runaway experience of Elikus, it's a gradually lifting experience of Elikus, Kelim are very much a part of that if they're part of that Aliyah. So the Rebbe says, Pnimiyas HaKelim are part of Ma. When you talk about Neshamas, Neshamas are Chitanis HaKelim. Neshamas are designed to be separate. But neshama is designed to be separate and to be a mensch. Neshama is not meant to be bottled to the Eibishter. Neshama is meant to be a representative of the Eibishter or a servant of the Eibishter, but as a mensch. And therefore, neshama also, you can make the case, is part of the Ma system. So what the Rebbe said in these 10 lines, in other words, is that we establish that neshamas are rooted in Atzilus. But the way neshamas are rooted in Atzilus, they're rooted in Kelim. Says the Rebbe, in other words, neshamas, even though they're keli, and the idea of keli is to be separate, are part of the Ma system, they're not a part of the Ban system. That wasn't a question, that wasn't a comment, that was an observation. Oh, okay, we'll take it.
What's the difference between a comment and an observation?
Huh?
What's the difference between a comment and an observation?
That was a comment. Anybody else? Okay, thank you.